What have you understood from Christ's teachings?
All the good prophets and messengers were inspired by the eternal Word of God, but Christ is the Word of God in its essence, on which all the creative and loving powers of God center. Not only did he talk, but he also lived out what he said. In his life, there was not even the touch of a split in personality or an inner contradiction. The mightiness of God appeared clearly in his words and in his deeds, confirming one another.
In many instances, we read expressions about him like the following. When he finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their traditionalist teachers of the law. And when his opponents tried to seize him through their servants, these servants were moved by his words, and their consciences were shaken. They did not dare to come near to him. They returned to their leaders mumbling, "No one ever spoke the way this man does."
Listen to some of the sayings of Christ, which he uttered in all humility.
"I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life."
"I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty."
"Love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who persecute you."
"Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when all the time there was a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye."
If you penetrate deeply into these sayings, you understand that Christ is the light of the world, giving peace and true life to those who obey his words.
All the other prophets came with only a part of the divine light shining in our dark world, as the gentle moonlight does. They faded away like the crescent. But Christ is like the blazing sun, shining with all the power of its light. How can we follow the moon as long as the sun is rising? Christ is the true light, for he completed revelation and proclaimed the new law, which is love. He himself is love become flesh, so he deserved to say, "I am the way and the truth and the life. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away."